Okay, and my second thought is a few years ago, I was a really amazing tennis player. I was playing on the some WTA Tour events, and it just got really out of alignment for me where I really just could not keep playing. It was
why?
Like, I was hyperventilating on the court. I couldn't perform. I would tighten up. When I got into some pro matches, I just was awful. And I went from coach to coach to coach, and it was really a bad experience because it's like if your forehand's bad or something, they can help you with that. But it wasn't like any of my strokes were bad in practice. I just stopped believing in myself. I used to be a great competitor as a junior player, and I stopped believing in myself as I moved up in rank, and then it just dropped. I couldn't beat anybody. It was pretty awful. So I took a break. I like threw my rackets in the back of my closet. I didn't touch them. And for like 2 years, and now I'm starting to think about playing again. I just finished college at NYU, and I don't know, like, my life seems a little split now. Like, I don't know if I should go back to this original desire because I now have a lot of painful associations because it didn't manifest the way I had wanted.
Well, here's the way we would approach it. First, we want to say to you that we think it is the most logical thing in the world that you do go back to it because there is a great big thing in your vibrational escrow that has the potential of pleasing you so much. In other words, you spend a long time putting that there and it's very bright and shiny and calling you, and that's why you keep having the feeling that you want to go. But then when you think about how uncomfortable it was, then it turns you upstream, which is what you heard us say earlier. Decide to do it and line up with it, or decide not to do it and line up with not doing it. But don't decide to do it and not line up with it, or don't decide not to do it and feel bad that you didn't. Just make a decision and then line up with it. Let's talk about the specifics of this. We can tell you exactly what it was that set you off your game, so to speak. You were never really in total alignment to begin with. Almost no one is. It takes something like this to give you the impetus to get into alignment. So this has been a very good thing. We think that your tennis game is hundreds of times better than it would have been if you hadn't had this experience. Just like the sicker you are, the weller you really are in terms of vibration. So you have parlayed this into something that's really, really big. And when you turn and line up with it, you're going to show yourself how much power there was in all of that contrast. You're going to look back on it, and it's not going to be a negative memory. It's going to be a really positive memory. You're going to say, that's where I got my ideas of who I am and what I want. That's when I decided to line up with energy. And we promise you that it will turn out that way. Now, here's the thing that we want you to hear. We've talked about this several times here today, that your life is causing you to put things in your vibrational escrow, and that everything you feel is about this vibrational proximity between what's over there and where you're allowing yourself to be. When you care only about that, it's easy to manage it. But when you care what somebody else thinks about what you're doing more than you care about that, you easily get off your game. So when you were playing in the smaller tournaments, when you were a more junior player, the people who were guiding you and coaching you had less at stake with you. And so you weren't such a prominent part of their vibrational escrow. So they weren't focused upon you and demanding your response. When you're in a situation where a lot of other people depend on your performance in order for them to feel good, it's easy to start caring about whether you're pleasing them or not. And you've been a pleaser all your life. When you do something that pleases someone, they're pleased and you like that because you're an uplifter. But now you've come to the place where you've got to remember that first you've got to please your own vibrational gap, and then and only then will you have anything to give anybody else. So you got to care how you feel more than you care about what somebody else thinks about what you're doing. That means that you've set your own standards, and it's you reaching your own standards that's pleasing you, not somebody else. And you've just got to stop listening to all those peanut galleries out there that are so eager to put their 2 cents worth in about what's wrong or about what you need to do. Mm-hmm. You have the physical stamina, the physical positioning. You've trained your body into the activity. You know you've got the strength and power. You know you have the cognitive reasoning. You know that you have the distance and space ratio down. You're really, really good at this. In other words, your apparatus is really ready for this. You've trained yourself physically. Well, you'll train into greater vitality, but you've trained your physical apparatus into as much clarity as you ever need to do it. Now it's a mental game. It's always been a mental game, but now it is a mental game. So what you want to say to your coaches is, I'm going to be tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and I'm going to play this game through the eyes of Source. I'm going to be clear-minded as I am doing this. The direction and everything that I'm about is going to come from my connection totally, which means I'm not going to be listening to you as much as you think you want me to listen to you. I've got other resources that I'm listening to. Say to them right up front, there isn't anything that you could want me to do more than I want to do it myself. So you haranguing me about what I am or am not doing is not helping me. Tell them the upstream, downstream story. Let them know that over there in vibrational escrow are championship wins that you intend to experience and in a very short period of time. And you're not going to let anything that anybody else is doing turn you upstream away from that, you see. And then just set out to please yourself, not please someone else. Decide what you want and please yourself. We would encourage you to get out there for a month or two or three or four and play the game just with the purpose of reminding yourself how good you feel in your body and how good you are at this. Mm-hmm. And don't even include anybody else in it. And while you're out there playing by yourself, say to your inner being, how would you like to play tennis with me? And don't tell anybody else that you're doing this. And then get yourself tuned in, tapped in, turned on, which means get yourself happy and go play tennis. And then get yourself happy and go play tennis. And then get yourself happy and go play tennis. And then get yourself happy and go play tennis. And then get yourself happy and go play tennis. And if for some reason something happens and you're not happy, don't go play tennis.
Okay.
In other words, go play tennis while you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on. Make lists of the things that please you the most and do all of them before you go play tennis. In other words, get tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and show yourself how physically responsive you are when you are in vibrational alignment. Mm-hmm. And then write a book about it.
Okay. Thank you.
Make peace with where you are. Reach for the best feeling thought you can find. And if you do that on a consistent basis, you're finding some pretty darn good feeling thoughts, aren't you? And do that enough, you've put yourself in a place of powerful, positive expectation. And then manifestations start to reflect it. Do you know that what you're predominantly thinking and feeling and what's manifesting is always a match? You know, if you got a lot of ornery people around you, you're probably ornery.